The Lord be with you.
And
with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. You understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I'm not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on I'm telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the greatest figures in the New Testament, of course, after Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, is the one that St. Paul was preaching about today, the person of St. John the Baptist. So let's pray to St. John the Baptist. Because St. John the Baptist, even though he was beheaded 2,000 years ago, he's alive today. He's alive in heaven. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church, explaining the communion of saints, says that the saints can serve as a stimulus for us for two reasons. First is their power of intercession. They can turn to God and pray for us, obtain for us many graces. They are God's best friends. They are God's best friends. The Beatles used to sing, "Get a little help from my friends." Right? They are our friends because they're God's friends. They can help us enormously. And the second reason is the example, the exemplary, holy lives that these great men and women lived. We're called to emulate them, to imitate them. So I'd like to highlight some virtues or attributes of John the Baptist. Maybe we've never thought about this, but I go out through the diocese giving talks on consecration to Mary. And one of the first devotees of Mary would be, of course, St. Joseph and Jesus, but also St. John the Baptist. You know why? Because Mary went in haste to visit Elizabeth. Where was John the Baptist? in the womb, an unborn baby. And what happens is Mary greets Elizabeth, and the baby leaps within the womb. Elizabeth says, "Blessed art you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" At the sound of your greeting, the baby leapt in my womb. Blessed are you who believe without having seen. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The wonderful Magnificat. So you see the Marian connection there? John the Baptist was conceived in original sin. But he was liberated from it by the word of Mary in the silent presence of the Redeemer in the womb of Mary. Amen? So true devotion to Mary can be fostered by John the Baptist. John the Baptist now is in heaven with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So if we want to be freed from enemy number one, which is, of course, sin, we can turn to Mary. We can turn to Joseph. We can turn to St. John the Baptist. But a very important virtue of John the Baptist also is his great humility. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, one of the primary reasons why we have prayer obstacles is because of our pride. Our pride. John the Baptist was the greatest because he was the most humble. Listen to some of the words of John the Baptist. His remarkable humility. Jesus comes to be baptized and he says, "I should be baptized by you." What did Jesus say? "Let it be so, so that we accomplish justice." And he's baptized. Jesus baptized by John the Baptist. Then John the Baptist said, "I am not even worthy to untie your sandal strap." What was he saying? I am lower than the slaves. He was creating a new social caste. The lowest social caste in the time of Jesus were the slaves. He's saying, "I'm not even worthy to be a slave before Jesus Christ." What extraordinary humility. Then he went on to say, I'm just a voice crying out in the desert. Prepare the way for the Lord. And he says, when the bridegroom arrives, the friend disappears. He must increase, and I must decrease. Let's pray to John the Baptist that we'll be humble. But I'd like to mention one other quality. John the Baptist had no identity crisis. No way. No identity crisis. He knew exactly who he was. He knew exactly who Christ was. He knew exactly what his mission was. And his mission was to glorify God. And he confronted King Herod, the only one with the courage to confront this wicked king that stole his wife, was living with the wife of his brother Philip. He was the only one with the courage to confront him and say, "King Herod, that's wrong." No one else had the courage to confront him. It was a public scandal. A king living with his brother's wife. What a scandal! Only John the Baptist had the courage to confront him. And as a result of that, he was decapitated. Who else suffered the same fate? You ever see the movie The Man for All Seasons with Thomas More? One of the greatest films that have ever been published by Hollywood. And who was that great man who imitated John the Baptist? It was the great Saint Thomas More, who said to King Henry VIII, "I've got two kings. You are my king, but Jesus Christ is the king of heaven and earth, and I cannot deny that king." And as a result, his head was beheaded in the Tower of London. And he turned out to be one of the greatest saints in the church, Catholic Church in England. So we're going to ask today that John the Baptist will be our friend. We're going to ask John the Baptist to help us to separate ourselves from sin. Let's ask John the Baptist also to give us the grace to be humble. Let's ask John the Baptist to give us the grace to stand up for the truth, to know the truth, to love the truth, to be willing to die for the truth. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us. Amen.